Part 2, Putting Intention to Work. Chapter 7, It is my intention to respect myself at all times. Here's a simple truth to begin this chapter. You did not originate from a material particle, as you've been led to believe. Your conception at the moment of your parents' blissful commingling was not your beginning. You had no beginning. That particle emanated from the universal energy field of intention, as do all particles. You are a piece of that universal mind of creation, and you must see God inside of you and view yourself as a divine creation in order to access the power of intention in your life. Give this idea a healthy dose of your attention right now, right here in this moment. As you listen to these words, contemplate the enormity of what you're hearing. You are a piece of God. You are a living, breathing creation that emanated from the universal mind of the all-creating source. You and God are the same thing. Very simply put, when you love and trust yourself, you're loving and trusting the wisdom that created you. And when you fail to love and trust yourself, you're denying that infinite wisdom in favor of your own ego. It's important here to remember that at every single moment of your life, you have the choice to either be a host to God or a hostage to your ego. So here's the question, host or hostage? Your ego's belief that you're separate from everyone, separate from what's missing in your life, and most egregiously, separate from God, further hampers your ability to live up to the intention of respecting yourself. Ego's idea of separation fosters your feelings of being in competition with everyone and evaluating your worth based on how frequently you emerge as a winner. As a hostage to your ego, self-respect is unavailable because you feel judged for your failures. It's out of this bleak picture produced by the negative ego that self-rejection emerges. It captures you and makes a hostage of you, never allowing you to play host to that from which you originated. Being a host to God means always seeing your authentic connection to your source. It's knowing that it's impossible for you to ever be disconnected from the source from which you came. Personally, I thoroughly enjoy being a host to God. As I write here every single morning, as I sit here in the studio reading these words, I feel that I'm receiving words and ideas from the power of intention, which allows me to bring these words to this page and to this recording. I trust in this source to provide me with the words. Therefore, I'm trusting in the source that brought me into this physical world. I'm eternally connected to this source. This awareness simply doesn't include a lack of respect for intending this book or this recording into form. The conclusion I've come to is that I'm worthy of my intention to write a book and to create this recording and have it published and in your hands today. In other words, I respect the peace of God that I am. I tap into the power of intention, and my feeling of respect for it enhances my respect for myself. So by loving and respecting yourself, you're hosting God and inviting the energy of creation to your consciousness, to your daily life, as you connect to the power of intention. Let's look at the energy of intention and your self-respect. If you don't believe that you're worthy of fulfilling your intentions for health, wealth, or loving relationships, then you're creating an obstacle that will inhibit the flow of creative energy into your daily life. Recall that everything in the universe is energy, which moves at various frequencies. The higher the frequency, the closer you are to spiritual energy. In the lower frequencies, you find shortages and problems. Intention itself is a unified energy field which intends everything into existence. This field is home to the laws of nature and is the inner domain of every human being. This is the field of all possibilities, and it's yours, just by virtue of your existence. Having a belief system that denies your connection to intention is the only way you're unable to access the power of intention from the infinite field. If you're convinced that you're unworthy of enjoying the field of all possibilities, then you'll radiate this very kind of low energy. This will, in fact, become your attracted energy pattern, and you'll send messages to the universe that you're unworthy of receiving the unlimited abundance of the originating spirit. Soon, you'll act on this inner conviction of self-disrespect. The antidote to this dreary picture is to make an internal commitment to respect yourself and to feel worthy of all that the universe has to offer. If anyone is entitled to success and happiness, everyone is, because everyone is always connected to intention. Simply put, disrespecting yourself is not only disrespecting one of God's greatest creation, it's disrespecting God. When you disrespect your source, you say no to it, and you turn away from the power of intention. This stops the flow of energy that allows you to put your individual unbending intent into practice. All of the positive thinking in the world will do you absolutely no good if those thoughts don't emanate from respect for your connection to intention. The source of your thoughts must be celebrated and loved. And this means having the self-respect that's in harmony with the omniscient source of intelligence. What's the source of your thoughts? Your beingness. Your beingness is the place from which your thoughts and actions come. When you disrespect your being, you set into motion a chain reaction culminating in unfulfilled intentions. What you think of yourself is what you think of the world. How do you see the world you live in? What do you think people in general are really like? Do you believe that evil is triumphing over good? Is the world filled with egocentric, selfish people? Can the little guy ever get ahead? Are government entities and all their representatives corrupt and untrustworthy? Is life unfair? Is it impossible to get ahead if you don't have connections? When you have a gloomy picture of what the world looks like, you're unreceptive to the potential assistance that's there to help you with your own individual intentions. Why would others want to come to your aid when you view them as contemptible? Why would the universal force be attracted to that which repels it? How could a world that's so corrupt ever be of assistance to someone who has noble intentions? The answer to these questions are obvious. You attract into your life what you feel inside. If you feel that you're not worthy of being respected, you attract disrespect. This weak self-respect is the result of an exceptionally rusty link to the field of intention. This link must be cleansed and purified, and that takes place within your own mind. I've specifically chosen self-respect as the very first chapter in part two of this recording on applying intention, because without high esteem for yourself, you shut down the entire process of intention. Without unflagging self-respect, the process of intention is operating at the lowest levels. The universal field of intention is love, kindness, and beauty, which has for all that it brings into the material world. Those who wish to replicate the works of the universal all-creating mind must be in harmony with the attributes of love, kindness, and beauty. If you disrespect anyone or anything that God creates, you disrespect that creative force. You are one of those creations. If you view yourself disrespectfully, you've forsaken or cast aside, or at the very least, you've sullied your connection to the power of intention. It's important that you recognize that your entire worldview is based on how much respect you have for yourself. It has nothing to do with what others may think of you. Your self-respect comes from the self, and the self alone. Let's look at the self in self-respect. Perhaps the greatest mistake we make, which causes a loss of self-respect, is making the opinions of others more important than our own opinion of ourselves. Self-respect means just what it says. It originates from the self. This self originated in a universal field of intention that intended you here, from the infinite formless state to a being of molecules and physical substance. If you fail to respect yourself, you're showing contempt for the process of creation. How do you return to the self in self-respect? Well, rather than judging those who judge you, thereby lowering your self-respect, send them a silent blessing of forgiveness, and imagine them doing the same toward you. You're connecting to intention and guaranteeing that you'll always respect the divinity that you are. You've cleared the path to be able to enjoy the great power that is yours in that field of intention. Making your intention your reality. In this concluding section, I'm going to present you with 10 ways or 10 steps to practice nurturing your intention to respect yourself at all times. Here's step one. Look into a mirror. Make eye connection with yourself and say, "I love me," as many times as possible during your day. I love me. These three magic words help you maintain your self-respect. Your immediate impulse might be to see this as an expression of your ego's desire to be superior to everyone else, but this is not an ego statement at all. It's an affirmation of self-respect. Transcend that ego mind and affirm your love for yourself and your connection to the Spirit of God. This doesn't make you superior to anyone. It makes you equal to all and celebrates that you're a piece of God. Affirm it in order to be respectful of that which intended you here. Affirm it because it's the way you're going to stay connected to your source and regain the power of intention. I love me. Say it proudly and be that image of love and self-respect. Step 2. Write the following affirmation and repeat it over and over again to yourself. I am whole and perfect as I was created. Carry this thought with you wherever you go. Have it laminated and placed in your pocket or on your dashboard or on your refrigerator or even next to your bed. Allow the words to become a source of high energy and self-respect. By simply carrying these words with you and being in the same space with them, their energy will flow directly to you. Over and over, remind yourself, I'm not my body, I'm not my accumulations, I'm not my achievements, I'm not my reputation. I am whole and perfect as I was created. Step 3. Extend more respect to others and to all of life. Perhaps the greatest secret of self-esteem is to appreciate other people more. The easiest way to do this is to see the unfolding of God in them. Look past the judgments of others' appearances, failures and successes, their status in society, their wealth, or their lack of it, and extend appreciation and love to the source from which they came. Everyone is a child of God. Everyone. Remember, when you judge another, you do not define them. You define yourself as someone who needs to judge. The same applies to judgments directed at you. Step 4. Affirm to yourself and all others that you meet, I belong. A sense of belonging is one of the highest attributes on Abraham Maslow's pyramid of self-actualization, which I discussed at the beginning of the next chapter. Feeling that you don't belong or you're in the wrong place can be due to a lack of self-respect. Respect yourself and your divinity by knowing that everyone belongs. This should never come into question. Your presence here in this universe is proof alone that you belong here. The wisdom of creation intended you to be here, in this place, in this family, with these siblings and parents, occupying this precious space in this time. Say it to yourself and say it over and over again. I belong, and so does everyone else. No one is here by accidents. There are no accidents in this universe. Step 5. Remind yourself that you're never alone. My self-respect stays intact as long as I know that it's impossible for me to be alone. I have what I call a senior partner who's never abandoned me and who stuck with me even in moments when I had seemingly deserted my source. I feel that if the universal mind has enough respect to allow me to come here and to work through me and to protect me in times when I strayed onto dangerous non-spiritual turf, then this very partnership deserves my reciprocal respect. I recall my friend Pat McMahon, a talk show host on KTAR Radio in Phoenix, Arizona, telling me about his encounter with Mother Teresa in his studio before interviewing her for his program. He pleaded with her to allow him to do something for her. Anything at all, he begged. I'd just like to help you in some way. She looked at him and said, tomorrow morning, get up at 4 a.m. and go out onto the streets of Phoenix and find someone who lives there who believes that he's alone and convince him that he's not. Great advice, because everyone who wallows in self-doubt or appears to be lost has lost their self-respect because they've forgotten that they're not alone. No one is ever alone. Step 6. Respect your body. You've been provided with a perfect body to house your inner invisible being for a few brief moments in eternity. Regardless of its size or shape or color or any imagined infirmities, it's a perfect creation for the purpose that you were intended here for. You don't need to work at getting healthy. Health is something you already have if you don't disturb it. You can begin the fulfillment of this intention to live a life of self-respect by honoring the temple that houses you. You know what to do. You don't need another diet or workout manual or personal trainer. Go within, listen to your body, and treat it with all of the dignity and love that your self-respect demands. Step 7. Meditate. Always meditate to stay in conscious contact with your source, which always respects you. I can't say this enough. Meditation is a way to experience what the five senses can't detect. When you're connected to the field of intention, you're connected to the wisdom that's within you. The divine wisdom has great respect for you, and it cherishes you while you're here. Meditation is a way to ensure that you stay in a state of self-respect. Regardless of all that goes on around you, when you enter into that sacred space of meditation, all doubts about your value as an esteemed creation dissolve. you'll emerge from the solemnity of meditation feeling connected to your source and enjoying respect for all beings, particularly yourself. Step 8. Make amends with adversaries. The act of making amends sends out a signal of respect for your adversaries. By radiating this forgiveness energy outward, you'll find this same kind of respectful, positive energy flowing back toward you. If you're filled with rage toward anyone, there's a huge part of you that resents the presence of this debilitating energy. Take a moment right here and now to simply face that person who stands out in your mind as someone you hurt or directed hurt towards you, and tell him or her that you'd like to make amends. You'll notice how much better you feel. The good feeling of having cleared the air is self-respect. It takes much more courage and strength of character and inner conviction to make amends than it does to hang on to the low energy feelings. Step 9. Always remember the self in self-respect. In order to do this, you must recognize that the opinions of others towards you aren't facts, they're opinions. When I speak to an audience of 500 people, there are 500 opinions of me in the room at the end of the evening. I'm none of those opinions. I can't be responsible for how they view me. The only thing I can be responsible for is my own character, and this is true for every single one of us. If I respect myself, then I'm relying on the self in self-respect. If I doubt myself or punish myself, I've not only lost my self-respect, I'll continue to attract more and more doubt and lower energy opinions with which to further punish myself. You can't stay linked to the universal mind which intends all of us here if you fail to rely on yourself for your self-respect. And finally, step 10, always be in a state of gratitude. You'll discover that gratitude is the final step in each succeeding chapter. Be an appreciator rather than a depreciator of everything that shows up in your life. When you're saying thank you, God, for everything, and when you're expressing gratitude for your life and all that you see and experience, you're respecting creation itself. This respect is within you, and you can only give away what you have inside. Being in a state of gratitude is the exact same thing as being in a state of respect. Respect for yourself, which you give away freely, and which will return to you tenfold. I close out this chapter with the words of Jesus of Nazareth, speaking through his apostle, St. Matthew. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Reconnect to the perfection from which you originated. You can't have any more self-respect than that.